Hey guys, what's up? My name is Anthony, and welcome to another edition of BNA Sports Talk. So I'm sounding a lot better. I'm pretty sure I had COVID. I'm pretty sure I was not infectious when I went to studio, because they say, like, wait a couple days, and it was a couple days. Hopefully I didn't infect anybody, but, yeah. We're all going to get COVID, okay? We're all going to get it. You're delaying the inevitable. If you're going to coop up, and you're going to, you know, ruin your life because you don't want to get a little sick for a couple days, and I don't know. You know, people get sick, okay? I've been sick 4 times in the past year, so that's probably saying something else. But anyway, so I kind of want to talk about the New York Giants, a little bit about the Miami Dolphins, or we did that last time, but I kind of want to talk about all underneath the umbrella, because Joe Judge had some public statements, and obviously he's going to try to not save his ass, but, you know, he's not going to come out and say, oh, this is the worst organization, because he just turned 40 years old. He's 5 years younger than Tom Brady, but still older than some coaches. And, you know, people say if he was older, had more experience, I think he would have done a better job. I'm not sure quite what went wrong. You can pinpoint one thing, just a bunch of things, like COVID and then people coming in and out of COVID, not really establishing wins, and then things kind of just fell apart. But, you know, it's one of those things. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, that coaching cycle. My dad is a big Mike McCarthy guy. Like, wherever he goes, they're good. They have Kellen Moore, a 33-year-old offensive coordinator who calls plays. They had Dan Quinn. You think all of a sudden they bring Dan Quinn in, all of a sudden Mike McCarthy's a genius? No, he brought in the right defensive coordinator. I guess you could say he's like a good general. But coaches, he can't call timeouts. I mean, overall, he brings that sort of like class to the organization. But, I mean, I wouldn't have wanted Mike McCarthy. I don't think, you know, that would have been a great hire. Then Matt Rhule, who we're all clamoring with, he obviously, you know, what do you call it? He obviously hasn't succeeded in Carolina so far. They can give him one more opportunity with a quarterback, his third chance to pick the quarterback that he wants. His first year, he picked Teddy Bridgewater. The second year, picked Sam Darnold. This year, who's going to pick? And he picked Cam Newton to come back. Yeah, obviously, he wasn't expecting probably that to work. Then you have Wink Martindale, who a lot of people are clamoring on. He runs that same defense over and over again. Doesn't really offer anything versatile. And I forgot to mention this in the previous video. I'll just mention it now. I kind of want Brian Flores so he can bring back Patrick Graham. Hopefully they had a good relationship. But yeah, Patrick Graham's back and bring an innovative offensive mind. I just don't think the offensive mind that Brian Flores would bring in would be great, because he hasn't shown the history of doing so. But in the end, you know, just kind of wrapping up Joe Judge. We'll continue to talk about him in like future, but this is going to be like the last bulk thing we talk about, because, you know, he had that statement thanking all the fans. He's a genuinely nice guy. You know, and some other candidates that we could have brought in, none of them were really that, you know, like, wow, you know, like we could have Ron Rivera, who, by the way, they went 7-10 this year, and he's shown the prioritization not to score points. You know, he decided to start Taylor Heinicke, Kyle Allen. So it's not just the Giants that are dealing with this, but we need to show the prioritization of scoring points. And now I'm scared that we're going to go too much of the opposite way with the person that we hire. Apparently, Joe Schoen, he killed it. He killed the interview. It's a Bills connection / Panthers connection, like I guess Dave Gettleman was, just a little bit. But we shouldn't shy away from that particularly. If they pick good guys, pick good guys. But I worry about his resume a little bit. Like, who'd you pick that was good? Like, the 49ers, they pick some decent players every single year. You know, you want that kind of that, the philosophy. The Bill Belichick tree. Obviously, the Bill Belichick tree doesn't seem to be working with people like picks and whatever like that. But I kind of miss Joe Judge's draft. I mean, that's what I miss about him, his drafts. You know, I'm not going to miss his prioritization with special teams and like Gary Brightwell in the 6th round instead of maybe a high upside offensive lineman like Dave Gettleman would have done with like George Osafo Ajayi. Remember that guy? But that rhymes. But, you know, specialized the later portions around just special teamers that can maybe turn into backups. You know, hit some swings and misses in the later rounds. But I do like his attention to detail. His, you know, Quincy Roche, we got. He's a backup, but like we got him off the waiver wire. You know, I'm gonna miss. Maybe it's with every GM, but you know, we got Caden Smith. We got some guys in the back that were like, oh yeah, this guy can somewhat play. It's like, well, Keon Cross, and he's developed some guys in the back end, but we really need now guys in the front end. You know, we got some backups. We know they're kind of whatever, but we need some actual solidified starters who are good that can make Pro Bowls. And who can we get? But, you know, our roster right now has a couple of boom guys, you know, Andrew Thomas, Xavier McKinney, so I like those. We need guys that can play. We need a disruptor on that defensive line. We need, you know, another solid piece on the offensive line. We need a disruptor on the wide receiver core. And that's what partially Joe Judge was trying to do this year. He was trying to get a Kadarius Toney. That didn't quite work. Trying to get a John Ross. We got Dante Pettis. So it's just a lot of the swings that he took, the guys just end up getting injured. Now, with John Ross, you kind of expect that. But with Kadarius Toney, I mean, he did have a history of being kind of a rascal with injuries and stuff like that. But, I mean, it really, he, when people say he got the short end of the stick, he inherited a bad organization. Like, I don't really worry about that too much. You know, the Giants are generally good as far as that. He just got bombarded with, you know, this player can't play for you today because of COVID. Because he was injured. You know, his top player makers were never really healthy. Saquon, you know, he was never really that explosive when Joe Judge had him. So he decided to, you know, let's take a step back and let's be conservative. Because I think he thought his job was safe. I think he thought, you know, just let's execute this offense. Let's play ball control. Let's play this brand of football. But that wasn't exciting to Giants fans. And it's one of those things where he deserved to be fired. But he still may be a good head coach. Because you can't roll it back. And that's what kind of sucks. You can't roll it back. Because the city won't be behind you. The team won't be behind you. It may have worked. But in this market, you kind of you have to succeed right away. As much as we wanted to pay him a five-year contract, we thought it would be, you know, a long-term deal. There's a bunch of little things that kind of, you know, kind of went off the rails. If you take a look at the beginning of the season, I mean, we scored 30 points against Washington, 29 points. We scored against the Saints, even though that kind of came in the last quarter. You know, we were scoring. We were moving the ball. We were driving down the field just a little bit conservative. And those lack of explosive plays were because guys were out. Guys were out. We weren't doing it. And then you didn't fire Jason Garrett, who generally didn't want to target players on the field, whether we argued whether he didn't trust Daniel Jones or what it was. But you know, he genuinely didn't want to target guys on the field except for twice, maybe three times. No, really once, twice a game. And that's what kind of ended up screwing us over a little bit. So, and then he realized it was too late. You know, we all know what happened from there. Daniel Jones gets injured and everyone pretends like having a backup quarterback doesn't really inhibit your team. And we got to see it. This is the first time in Giants, your lore, what John Mara said, he was embarrassed that we had to deal with backup quarterbacks for an extended period of time. Eli Manning played every single game. You know, even when Daniel Jones was out, we didn't Mike McCoy, Colt McCoy for one game. I'm like, Mike McCoy, that's a head coach. But yeah, so we never really got to deal with backup quarterbacks and seeing that. And a bunch of teams have to see that. And it ended up getting worse and worse and worse. And it really shows bare bones what that offense was and really what the talent was after Shepard, Ross, Pettis, and all of our, you know, weapons went down. You know, and what was it? Kane Smith, even though it's not that great of a talent. But I think you get the point. And then should I save it for next video? I don't know, but kind of the Giants, I'll mention it briefly because I haven't really done that much research into it. I may do a full topic next time, but what are some of the mistakes that the Giants made in free agency? You know, the big free agents we brought in, I never liked Ifedi Odenigbo. I'm like, I don't really see much. He's kind of like a cross between two types of players and none of them is good. So, you know, it was a cheap deal. Kenny Golladay, but who else was on the market? I took a look at Nelson Agholor. This is what I just mentioned for this video. He didn't really produce much, and I was one of the guys who was like, target him. Mike Williams ended up signing, but I think a franchise tag signed a one-year deal with the Chargers. So there really wasn't that guy. Who was that guy that we should have targeted? That really mistake was trading. It might have been trading back, but if you take a look at it, it ended up being the right decision because we turned an 11th overall pick, and we hopped up to the 7th pick and also got a 20th pick out of that. So, you know, That was pretty good value for that, you know, for that 11th pick. And plus we got a couple of late rounders. So it ended up working out now since we weren't successful. And then, you know, we'll have an opportunity, a couple more shots at the apple. But who was available at that point? Elijah Vera Tucker, quality starter. I think he's going to end up being. You had Micah. You obviously lost Alton Smith. He got drafted before. Rashawn Slater. You had a couple guys that were starters that took a look at all that talent in that first round. That, you know, we got nobody, you know, in a way. But hopefully we have Kadarius Toney, and I still think we need a wide receiver one. I don't think Kenny Galladay is going to be it. But if we find that wide receiver one, imagine we have a wide receiver one, whoever it is, and then we have Kenny Galladay, KT. You know, that's some pretty good depth. But, yeah, so that's what I'll kind of mention now. We'll continue talking about, like, the free agent signings, the biggest mistakes that we kind of made last season coming up, I think. Maybe not. But I don't know. Imagine I said something. But I hope you guys did enjoy this video. Let me know what you guys think, and I'll see you guys in my next one. Bye, guys.